and now Ben Bailey.
Of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Paul, in essence, said, God is the wisest one ever, and we don't even know how to search out the things He knows. And so God is in control. It's His message that will save. You know, friends, as we think about the gospel, we need to realize that in dealing with human wisdom, in dealing with division, part of it occurs because sometimes we let the eloquence and the oratory skills of the messenger get in the way. But Paul makes the point in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, that it's not the power of the messenger. It's not his eloquence or wisdom that saves. In fact, we need to get out of the way when we preach the gospel and let people see the message of the cross. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 2, what Paul says in verse 1 following. Paul says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Notice this, "I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Paul's going to say, my speech and my wisdom, that's foolishness. The gospel's where the power is. Now, friends, as Paul spoke according to the gospel, there was power in his words because they're from God, but it wasn't his wisdom and it wasn't his eloquence that saved people. We need to realize that the gospel will save, and we need not put our trust in men. We need to put our trust in the Word of God. The messenger desperately needs to get out of the way and let people see Jesus. As I think about this, it's the death, burial, and resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 3 that saves. It's the message of the cross. It doesn't matter how much I like or dislike someone's speaking style. If that person's preaching the gospel, that's where the power is. The power is in God and His Word. And friend, that message, Paul is going to say, should be powerfully proclaimed with the Spirit's Word. Paul said, I didn't come to you with excellence of speech, wisdom, but I did powerfully proclaim the message of Jesus and salvation through the Spirit's words. That's where our emphasis needs to be today. Too many times, we're worried about how well a person can entertain us with speaking, or how many good jokes they can tell, or how many funny quips they've got. We need to be asking ourselves this. Did that person, when he spoke, speak to me the Holy Spirit's words on salvation? And friend, if he did, that's where the emphasis needs to be. John 16, verse 13, Jesus promised the Spirit would come. He would guide us into all truth. By the close of the first century, in Jude, verse 3, we now have the faith delivered to all, the once for all faith delivered. That faith is found in the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, it's inspired by God. And when someone speaks as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 11, we need to listen up. Our ears ought to listen up and be careful to what we hear so that we can obey God and put our trust in Him and not men. And so their problem revolved around eloquence and oratory skills. And God says, don't put your trust in that. Trust in the message of salvation found in Scripture. And you know, friend, we always need to test the spirits to see if they're really of God. 1 John 4 and verse 1. If we do find them to say what God says, we need to obey it because God said it, not because man said it, no matter how good or how bad his speaking skill may be. Now, in chapter 2, Paul then deals with the mystery of the gospel and how that it's bound up in God's scheme of redemption. Again, not in men. Paul makes the point in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 following, that this is something, this mystery, what is it? It's something that God predetermined, planned from eternity. 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 through 10, it was the working of God before time began. 1 Peter 1, verse 20, it was manifest to us now, but it was predetermined for the ages. Ephesians 3, verses 10 and 11, it's the mystery from eternity that God revealed and made known to princes and principalities through the church. Here's how much God loved me and He loved you. We're living in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. God knew we would sin. The mystery is that in the mind of God, God had already began to make a way of salvation. What is this mystery? It's something predetermined from eternity. But the Bible also tells us in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, it's the things which God prepared for those who love Him. Speaking of God's scheme of redemption and the hope and the joy of salvation, the blessings that come from being a Christian, when I obey the gospel, these things which God prepared for those who love Him, what are they? The Bible teaches in Ephesians 1 verse 3 that all spiritual blessings are ours in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, the Scripture says that God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the message, through the knowledge of Him who called us. And so the mystery, God, before time began, made a way of salvation. That salvation culminated in the cross of Christ. And we can now receive the things which God had been preparing in His scheme of redemption from eternity through the gospel of Jesus Christ. But here's the key. In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 13, Paul tells us how we can know the mystery. Friend, the only way you can know the things which God has prepared for those who love Him is through the Spirit of God revealed in the Word of God today. So many people want to talk about a good feeling or something that hurt in the middle of the night, God spoke to me. How can you find out about God's mystery of salvation? The Scripture tells us, notice 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and look at what the Bible says in verse 13. Paul said, these things, the things concerning the kingdom of God, the things which God prepared for those who love Him, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Paul says, we're speaking to you the Holy Spirit's words concerning these things. Now, friends, if we're going to find that, we've got to go to the source where those words are recorded. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, if any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things which I write to you are the commandments of God. Hebrews 1, verse 1 clearly says God in various times and various ways, He spoke in time past to the prophets by, or to the fathers by the prophets, but He has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Listen to the way Peter described it. When Peter considered the Mount of Transfiguration, and how God's voice boomed down from heaven, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. He thought about that, and he said, we have the prophetic word confirmed more sure. You do well to heed it as a light that shines in a dark place. He said, the holy men of God spoke as they were moved or guided by the Holy Spirit. It's not of any private interpretation, but they wrote down what the Holy Spirit gave us. And friends, if we're going to know how to be saved, the only way to find out is to go to the Bible. It is God's power unto salvation. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, it's living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, as you think about God's mystery and the mystery of God being bound up in His scheme of redemption and revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, we've got to realize that today we can know the mind of the Lord. He says, no one knows the mind of God, but we have the mind of Christ revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. You can't know the mind of a man unless he tells you what he's thinking, is Paul's point. He says, we can know God's mind because He's revealed that to us. How? Well, Jesus is God with us. Remember Matthew chapter 1, you shall call His name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And thus, we can know the mind of God in two various ways. We can know what God wants us to know on salvation about His great plan through the mind of Christ. Verse 16, Paul makes this point. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We can have the mind of Christ today by going to the Scripture and seeing how Jesus lived His life. Jesus said in John 10, I came that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. But you know, friends, to know the mind of Christ, you've got to look to the words of Christ revealed by the Holy Spirit in Scripture. You know, it's interesting, as you look in verse 13, that's exactly what Paul is pointing to. We can know the things of God because the Holy Spirit has revealed those to us in the words of Jesus and the words of inspired men. John 1 verse 1 says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You look in that same chapter, John 1, verses 13 and 14, and you learn that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld Him as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Who is that Word? Jesus. Jesus came to earth. He lived and died. He preached the message of salvation. He brought that to men and women today, and I can know that I cannot be saved. I cannot be saved by following people today. I cannot be saved by human wisdom, but I can know for sure that I'm right with God when I put my trust in Scripture. John said it this way in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. John said, these things we write to you that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And so as you think about God's message of salvation being in the cross, being bound up in the Word of God for men and women today, you know, there are some questions we ought to ask ourselves in view of that. Number one, who are we putting our trust in today? Friend, is your salvation based on what family members or friends or religious leaders have told you to do? Then, friend, if so, we kindly say to you, you cannot be sure that you're right with God. The only way you can know you're saved is when you go to the Word of God. John 8, verse 32, Jesus said, you can know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We must not trust in people no matter how good their intentions are. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3, verse 5. And the Bible also says in Proverbs 16, verse 25 and 14:12 that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And so we've got to put our trust in God and His wisdom. Have you trusted in others, or have you trusted in God? A second question then. Have you, in view of the fact that God's salvation is found in the gospel of Christ, have you changed your mind to make it like the mind of God? In Christianity, we've got to transform our mind and our way of thinking to God's way of thinking. Romans 12, verse 2. God said in Isaiah 55, verses 7 through 12, that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Have you decided to change your mind to say to yourself, I'm not going to live the way I want to. I want to see what God says I need to do to be saved. And then the final question, my friend, have you obeyed the message of Jesus, the message of the cross concerning salvation? If not, you cannot be saved. John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. If you've put your trust in salvation on what some book or some idea of man said or what you've always thought or always felt, then friend, we kindly say to you, your salvation is not sure. You are not saved by the grace of God and the cross of Christ because you've not obeyed the gospel. But friend, more than anything, we want you to have salvation. We want you to put your trust in the message of God in the cross of Christ, and you can do that today. Jesus taught that we first must be willing to believe in Him. John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, unless you believe that I'm He, you'll surely die in your sins. Jesus also taught us that we must be willing to repent of sin, to turn from our evil ways and turn to God. Luke 13, 3, Jesus said, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Jesus also taught we must confess Him before men. Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, Romans 10, verse 10, and the Savior said, to contact salvation, we must be baptized. Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned. Have you been immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins? Acts 2, verse 38. Friend, if not, the message today is this. Stop trusting in human wisdom and start trusting in the message of the cross. It is the way of salvation. May God help us to put our trust in His Word and never in men.